JD Talking Sports. It is Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. Knicks 2-0 for the first time since 2012-2013. They blew out the Magic. You had Fournier leading the charge. I think he had 18 points last night. But 24 threes last night for the Knicks in Orlando is a Knicks franchise record. And the Nets, no Kyrie Irving. But didn't matter. They ended the game on a 16-1 run and beat the Sixers 114-109. The Sixers had the game. They were up by 10 with like 5 and change left. You had KD, who had a triple-double. You had Harden, who had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. And the big one was LaMarcus Aldridge, who had to end his career last year. Well, you thought he retired. Well, he retired, basically, with a heart condition, 23 points, 5 rebounds. Big win. And Embiid, who I read wasn't going to play, ended up playing in the game. And, wow, 16-1 run to end the game. Kyrie, do you miss it? Do you miss it a lot? And the whole Ben Simmons drama where he wouldn't play the other day. Then he complained on Thursday in individual drills of back stiffness. He met with the team yesterday, said that, you know, we're all at fault. No, really, it's your fault because, you know. And I talked to my buddy Ben about it. And Ben goes, I said, Ben, he doesn't sound like a hard worker. He goes, I don't know if he's a hard worker, but I know that he's not working on the things he should be working to improve as a player. And he said he's not mentally ready to play. And Jason Kelsey had it best. He's the Eagles center who had that expletive rant after they won the Super Bowl over the Patriots a few years ago. Well, he said, just play well, they'll love you. Well, if you need to get mentally ready to play the season and you're not in shape or mentally ready, you guys get paid too much goddamn money. I can't hear this I'm not mentally ready bullshit. It drives me freaking crazy. It really does. It drives me nuts. That shit just makes my blood boil. It really does. Yeah, the Nets were down, as I said. Kevin Durant, 29 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists, his second triple-double as a Net, 13th in his career. You got to love it. I got to love that. You know, Randle had 21-10 for the Knicks last night. As I said, best start since 2012-2013. I know it's the only two games. I saw the Bulls, their first two games they won. Lonzo Ball had a triple-double. I think he had 19 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists last night. And Levine had his second straight 30, hit 32 last night for the Bulls. The Lakers are 0-2. There was an altercation on the bench between Howard and AD. They said, AD said he's my brother, but they're down 32 in the third quarter. They end up losing by 10 to the Suns at home. They're 0-2. It's a little bit of disarray. I mean, you know, you got all the, they're the oldest roster with guys over the age of 30 on the roster. It's a little bit of bedlam right now. It's a little crazy. And Joe Judge, I love this. I read this. He said, I'm the head coach. It's my responsibility. Every player in this field, every position group, the execution, it all comes down to me. The fish stinks from the head down. Now they're going to play the Panthers at MetLife on Sunday. With McCaffrey, they were 3-0. Without him, they're 0-3. Sam Darnold, last three games, pass attempts arose. Also, he went from 6 sacks in the first three games. Now he has 12. One interception in the first three games, now 6. You got Chuba Hubbard, the rookie from Oklahoma State. They are going to run. Matt Rhule said they're going to run the ball 30-plus times. Last week, they ran the ball more than they passed. More passes than rushes than against the Vikings last week. So, you know, this is the problem. The Giants are allowing the fourth most yards per game, over 137 a game on the ground. And in their three-game span against the Saints, Cowboys, and Rams, 167 a game. That's no bueno. They got to be ready to play on Sunday. And then you've got all these injuries. You have Galladay out with the hip. You have Barkley out with an ankle. You have Kadarius Toney out with an ankle. You have Shepard, who played 68 snaps last week. He is dealing with a hamstring injury. He's going to be a game-time decision. John Ross missed the first three games with a hamstring. Now he's probably not going to play. And Evan Ingram missed 15 games over the last four seasons, too early this year with a calf injury. He's not sure with the calf he's going to play. And they said he's a slow healer. That's the guy that they gave a fifth-year option who's been nothing but nothing. He drops passes. He made the Pro Bowl last year. I'll tell you, they keep talking about how great a player he is. And then you have an offensive line where Wes Martin and Matt Skura are expected to split reps at left guard for the third straight game. Martin is going to become the Giants' 10th different starting offensive lineman in 7 games. That's not good. There's no continuity. I mean, you can't expect. I mean, I know I haven't seen a lot from Daniel Jones, but but he doesn't have weapons out there, and he has an offensive line that constantly changes every goddamn game. And I'm glad the coach judges it, it falls on me. And, you know, the Panthers almost came back and got the win last week, and both teams need this win badly. And Sam Darnold has regressed. I know that they don't have McCaffrey, but McCaffrey's another guy who's hurt all the time lately. He got signed to that huge contract, and he can't stay healthy. And you can't help a team if you're not healthy. I guess we'll see what happens going forward, but right now, not good. And I'm glad the NFL cleared this up with the race-based adjustments. There's white players, there's black players, but it was crazy. And they, you know, it was difficult for black retirees to qualify for awards in the $1 billion. This is disgusting. The league is making tens of billions of dollars a season, and with the TV contracts, and they were saying there were race norms used in the test. Assume that black former players start with worse cognitive functioning than white former players. That means a black player's cognitive skills would have to fall to lower thresholds than a white former player's for a black player to qualify for the payout, and the black player to qualify for the same payout as the white player. All else being equal, it should be all players, regardless of color. I'm glad they got rid of that. Fewer than 700 of the more than 2,000 dementia-related claims have been approved in the settlement, which is disgusting. And I think we need to get this cleared up. Also, at least half of the former NFL players are black, and almost 70% of the players now in the league are black. And I read an interesting thing on 538 that since Gruden took over, you know, they had, before he got hired, they had the black GM, whose name escapes me as usual. I see his face. He was executive of the year. And when he was let go, they were almost at 79% African-American, the Raiders. Now they're down to 67% under Gruden. And also there was Chip Kelly, when he was with the Eagles, they said he got rid of the best black players. It's interesting when you hear this kind of stuff. Now Gruden's gone. Hopefully they got a big win last week when they led from start to finish against the Broncos. And they host the Eagles this week, where Jalen Hurts basically throws to only the right side of the field. Only throws on it with his dominant arm. Doesn't just throw to the middle of the field or the left side of the field. I can't believe how teams can't prepare for this, knowing he's only going to throw to one side of the field and basically shut them down. I mean, they did come back and score some points against the Pats on Thursday Night Football, but they still have a lot of work to do. But this whole thing with the, you know, the black players should be getting, yeah, it's ridiculous. And there's, this needs to be taken care of, like ASAP. Yeah, I was disgusted when I read this. I remember reading this before, and I was like, this isn't good at all. And Cyril Smith, a lawyer for Henry and Davenport, asserted that white players' dementia claims were being approved at 2 or 3 times the rate of those of black players. And DeMarcus Smith said he's been unable to substantiate these claims. They has refused to provide any data from the NFL and the administrator of the settlement. They've also taken aim at Christopher Seeger, the lead lawyer for the entire class in the class action. The players say Seeger knew about the abuse of race-based benchmarks as early as 2018 and did not address the issue. I was shocked about this because there's also 650,000 emails, and they only found that there were inflammatory emails from Gruden. I call bullshit on that. Yeah, this needs to be improved. And Seeger on Wednesday released a statement saying the agreement will ensure that the NFL concussion settlement works fairly and equitably. We look forward to presenting details of these changes to the court and engaging with foreign players about how this agreement will further the goal of providing them the care and support they deserve. That has to be done. Has to be done. It's disgusting. I'm like, enough already. And Knicks, how about the other night? Double overtime, 138-134. Randall had 35, Fournier had 32. The first Knick teammates ever to score 30-plus points in a season opener. First time ever in franchise history, two guys score 30. They're up 12 with 3 minutes left, and they gave a three to Jaylen Brown where they said they would have fouled, but I think Jason Tatum slipped on the way up, so that screwed up the play. But still, he got off a three, and I thought they were losing the first overtime, and thank God they were all tired. Julius Randle was like, I'm exhausted. He threw a ball up into the stands. He got fined $15,000 for that. So that's an expensive basketball to throw in the stands, but they were that excited. The fans were acting like they won the championship after the game. It was pretty crazy. And it was the second most points ever scored in an opening game. The only time more was when the Warriors beat the Nuggets in 1990, 162-158. Crazy. And the Nets got blown out their first game by the Bucks, who ended up getting blown out after that. They got blown out by the Heat, like one of the worst, I think, 37 the other night, which is crazy. And Giannis opening night had 32 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Patty Mills on opening night, 7 for 7 from 3, 0 for 4 from everywhere else, tied a Knicks record for most threes made in a game off the bench. Also matched the NBA record for three-pointers made in a player's debut with a new team. And Joseph Tsai, the Nets owner, he cracked me up before the opening day. He said, "We begin today, unfinished business." And Adam Silver, what he'd say to Kyrie Irving, "I tell him to get vaccinated first and foremost for himself, his family, also for his teammates, also for his community. Science is firmly on the side of getting vaccinated." Yeah, okay. Well, good. And then Thursday night they lost the Heat. They lost 42 points, which was the fourth biggest loss for defending champ. The Bulls, after Jordan left in 99, lost by 47. The Celtics in 77 lost by 44. And the Bulls of 98-99 also lost. Everybody was gone that season. So it was a shell of the team after that season. Yeah, so that's NBA. One day you're good, one day you're not. Yeah, Ben Simmons. And I love, so I got something from my buddy Ben, he said that he accepted everyone needs to take responsibility. No, you got to take responsibility. Not everybody, you. And my buddy Ben said that Daryl Morey, the president of the Sixers, said, "You're going to think I'm kidding. I'm not. This could be 4 years. The conditions that I'm pointing out to you don't change. Unless Ben Simmons is traded for a difference maker, we're in the prime of Joel's career. We have to get back either Ben Simmons playing well for us, who needs us to win the championship, or we have to get back a difference maker for Ben Simmons, or this could be 4 years from now and we're still like, hey, we took the best shot at it we could." Ben goes, "I really like the strategy, requires being okay with being uncomfortable, but Morey has proven he is good with that." Yeah, hey, listen, he wouldn't trade Harden, then he finally did. I guess we'll see. Now, Simmons has been fined $1.4 million for his absence from 4 preseason games, $360,000 each, and levied numerous team fines from his practices, on-court workouts, and meetings. Hasn't earned any money since returning to the team on October 11th. Yeah, they want championship contender players. This is not going to end soon. And Magic said, "Players are getting vaccinated or letting down their teammates." I don't disagree. We shall see going forward. Hey, I like Morey's just like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're not giving in to your demands. Like they say, hey, in all the TV show, we don't deal with terrorists. He's not a terrorist, but we don't deal, we do not negotiate. We don't negotiate with people that are nuts. And Ben Simmons, you're crazy. You got a huge contract and you're upset how things ended at the end of the season. A lot to do with you, buddy. Got to work on your game. I'm glad you play great D, but you can't shoot a shot. You got to work on that stuff. And last night, the Lakers lost, as I said, 115-105 to the Lakers lost 115-105 to the Suns at home. And Chris Paul is the first player in NBA history with 20,000 points, 10,000 career assists. He had 23 points, 14 assists. Devin Booker had 14. James had 25. Russell Westbrook had a better second game, 22 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. But they were down by 32 at the end of two. Damian Lillard said that he wants to stay with Portland. One of the main reasons is new coach Chauncey Billups. And that works for them. Yes, and they need to work around him. As I said, the Bulls won, are 2-0. Lonzo Ball, had 17 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 3 threes. And Zach LaVine had 30-plus points in each of the team's first two games this year. He did it. He also did it in 2018-2019. And Lonzo Ball is not the first player with a triple-double within his first two games. Nate Thurman had a quadruple-double in his Bulls debut back on October 18th, 1974. That is some awesome stuff. And it was not for me. It was there's a guy who covers the White Sox, and he is my White Sox. He's my Bulls guru, my White Sox guru. And I follow, yeah, there's always good stuff about them. I was going to look for the guy who does all the stuff. He's the White Sox guy. Yeah. I can't find it. But I'll give them props when I find it later. And you know, everybody's going crazy about the NBA top 75. I'm sorry, Carmelo Anthony is not the top 70. Is not in on the 75th. 75. Well, there's 76 people that are tied. He is not the 76. Also, Bill Walton had a couple good years, but was injured a lot. He should have been. But I'm sorry, Carmelo Anthony to me is not a top 75 player in NBA history. Good player, not a great player. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. No, I'm not a fan at all. Oh, Rafar, thank you for joining, man. Hope you're well. Thanks for listening. JD Talking Sports dropped a G on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe on iTunes, rate me on iTunes. Also YouTube, my YouTube channel. I need 1,000 people to do live shows on there. Gumbo Chef just joined. So Rafar, if you could subscribe to my YouTube channel and also subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. I'm trying to get the audience bigger. It makes me very happy. If you have any questions during this IG Live, send them to me, buddy. I don't know who your favorite team is, what sport you want to talk about, but I'm here to answer your questions or give an opinion. Maybe you got something you want to talk about. And I saw this. So Elvin Hayes averaged almost 29 points, 17 rebounds as a rookie. He was a hell of a player. And the NBA and Coinbase have announced a multi-year partnership that makes Coinbase the exclusive cryptocurrency platform partner for the NBA, WNBA, G League, NBA 2K, and USA Basketball. Good for them. And LeBron James now has the most career points by a player in season openers. Gary Payton II got the 15th spot with the Warriors. I love him. I loved him in college at Oregon State. I'm happy he got a shot. And on opening night, Curry had a triple-double, his first since 2016, but he had 25 points in the first quarter on Thursday night against the Clippers. They beat them 115-113. He was 9-for-9, 5-for-5-for-3, finished with 45. He's made at least one three-pointer in his last 127 games, tying Kyle Korver for the second longest. He has the record for 157 games made, of course. And the NBA Historically Black College and University Classic. They'll be once again highlight the HBCU community during the NBA All-Star Game 2022 in Cleveland. They'll have a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, the MEAC matchup between Howard University and Morgan University men's basketball team. It will be played at the Wolstein Center in Cleveland on February 19th, 2022 and will be broadcast live. And during the All-Star Game, $1 million will be contributed in support of the HBCU community through the Thurgood Marshall College Fund and the United Negro College Fund and academic institutions. They'll be showcased through unique content, storytelling, and special performances. I love that. And the WNBA viewership was up 49% year over year and the most watched season since 2008. They also set records for merch sales online as well as record engagement across its social media platforms. And Diana Taurasi reportedly was so pissed she broke a door during the finals at the Sky. Well, the busted door was at the championship parade. Allegedly this happened. Yeah. So she broke a door, locked a door in frustration. Well, it ended up making the stage of the game. It was a wooden door. She failed to confirm it, allegedly. And I think they were also fined for not speaking to the media. I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. Yeah. And Joel Embiid was saying that, you know, I don't care about him when Ben Simmons was out. Now he says he's my brother and we need him to win this year. Gerald Green retires, 2005 number 18 pick by the Celtics right out of high school. He's going to 12 years retires. He's going to be Houston coaching staff player development, which a lot of teams are doing now to help with guys. With Ben Simmons needs a player development guy to work with him and get him to the player he could be. Doc Rivers says he was pissed jokingly that he was passed for the NBA 75. Dwayne Wade, he said, is the second best player in market history. You know, that's a joke. Kawhi Leonard, who's a top 75 player, one of only three players to win an NBA MVP finals with multiple teams. He won with the Spurs in 2014, Toronto 2019. LeBron won with the Heat twice, the Cavs and the Lakers, and Kareem won with the Bucks in 71 and the Lakers in 85. Yeah, Klay Thompson, still pissed about NBA 75 lists. 19 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 2 assists, two-time All-NBA, five-time All-Star, three-time NBA champ, two-time 2018 Defensive Player of the Year, 2011, I mean the defensive team, and 2011-2012 All-Rookie. He said, sick of disrespect, winning isn't everything to some people like it is to me, I guess. So I compared him to Kyrie, who's played about 33 less games, averaged 23 points a game, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 7-time All-Star, won a title with 2016 with the Cavs, 3-time All-NBA, 2011-2012 All-Rookie, and he also was Rookie of the Year, 2013-2014 All-Star MVP. I think they're both comparable. I think they both have been very good players. I don't know. I mean, Kyrie is a difference maker. He really is. I think Klay Thompson's been injured the last couple of years, where Kyrie just has missed games more than anything. I think when Kyrie can take over games, he's that dynamic. Klay Thompson, too, is a three-point shooting star. They say Paul George, Tony Parker, to me, him and Ginobili were great players on those Spurs team. I have no problem. Mourning came back also from, you know, the whole kidney problem. Damian Lillard, I think he's a guy. AD, Dwight Howard, not so much. Tracy McGrady, he's a hell of a player. Injuries felled his career. But I'm okay with Ginobili and Parker. People can debate this forever. I mean, people can really debate this forever if they want to. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, that nickname. Like, Michigan wanted to watch the Chicago Fire, and we ended up watching the whole game. And Chris Duarte for Oregon, first game he had 6 threes, most threes made by a Pacers in a debut at 27 points. They lost by 1 to the Hornets, and they won last. Did they beat the Wizards last night? Caris LeVert's out with a back injury, so he didn't play last night. But I was trying to figure that out. Did they win last night? That's what I was trying to figure out in that game. Wizards beat them by 1 in overtime. And last night, Duarte had, Sabonis had 28. Miles Turner had 40. Brogdon had 28. And Duarte had 15 last night. And they lost by a point. Kuzma had 26. Dinwiddie had 34 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. I'm glad that he's playing well. And off the bench, you had Bertens, who had 17. Montrezl Harrell had 14. And Raul Nito from Spain had 18. But they lost by 1 with no LeVert. So they're both, the Wizards are 2-0. And the Pacers are 0-2, but Duarte had a hell of a game. And John Morant said he's not a fan of leaving. He can sign an extension this summer. Hope that works out. Trae Young not happy about the disrespect after making the Eastern Conference Finals last year against Milwaukee. No one mentioning them, but time will tell. And opening night, you know, it's still early in the season. We got to see what happens, and we got to see if Ben Simmons comes back. I don't know if the Knicks are as good as, they're 2-0. We'll take it for what it is. I said 42-40. They're already exceeding my expectations. But the Celtics got blown out last night, too. Yeah, Celtics got blown out last night. And they got a new coach who's engaged to Nia Long, which I was like, I didn't know. But engaged but never going to get married, they said. And the Celtics lost by 32 last night to the Raptors. And after Jaylen Brown had 46 opening night, which was the fifth most points ever on an opening night in history, and it was career high. You had Obi Toppin, who had 14 opening night, which was a career high. He had 13 last night. That works out well for them. But Jaylen Brown last night had 9 after 46 opening night, and Jason Tatum shot 7 for 30 opening night. Shot 8 for 14, but they got blown out. Not good. Not good at all. No. And Ty Washington, he's a Kentucky freshman basketball player, is getting an NIL deal with a Porsche dealership. He's driving a Porsche now. Said he could be the number one pick next season. It's paying off. I mean, listen, when I went to school at UNC, there were kids driving Lexus trucks, and these were college football players, and I know they were all driving really nice rides. Now they can get NIDLs, they can get them legally, which is good. Bob Huggins thinks the major conferences should create their own tournament. In 2016, the NCAA signed an 8-year, $8.8 billion deal with Turner Sports. Bob, I love what you want to do, but I love when underdogs beat a team like Virginia and a 16 beats a 1. And I love how it is right now, and I don't need to watch all the major conferences beat the shit out of each other. I think the Cinderellas should have a shot every year, and I'm sorry. I love it. I love March Madness, and they shouldn't change a goddamn thing about it, ever. Ever. Yeah, I'm totally against that. Not a fan at all. Not even close. And a guy did a parlay where he bet $30,000 and won $1.3 million. Now, the Nuggets had to beat the Suns, the Kings had to beat the Trailblazers, and Appalachian State beat number 14 Coastal on a last-second field goal, and the Browns had to beat the Broncos. $30,000, he won $1.3. He said cashing out was not an option. And Baker is going to need surgery, they said, at the end of the season. He had started 51 straight games, which was second most in franchise history. You know who's the most in franchise? Brian Sipe with 70. So that you talk about, and I think since 99... Case Keenum was the 32nd quarterback to start for the Browns. And then you had the Ernest Johnson, who had to DM all the AAF football teams back in 2018. He was undrafted out of South Florida. Gets his first start on Thursday night. 22 carries, 146 yards, and 22 yards in receptions. 168 total yards, plus a touchdown. This is a guy who couldn't even had to call teams to get a tryout in the AAF. And has a game for the ages on Thursday Night Football. They are 4-3. They got the win. Big win for them. Tua is his quarterback, Brian Flores says. Also, they're not... Usually, you have a bye when you come back from England, but they are playing this week again. They're playing against... Yeah, they have a game this Thursday against... I'm sorry, this Sunday against... Yeah, usually they have the bye. And they're playing... God damn it, who are they playing? Oh, the Falcons. And I saw that... Oh, God, someone went on IR. Fowler went on IR for the Falcons. But they're playing right away, which Flores is like, hey, right away we play. The 60 occurrences teams have played in London since the NFL began its series in 2007... Including the 2020 hiatus, 55 teams have had a bye to follow the week. Yeah, and he said it was good. He said, you know what? We get right back. No rest. We lost the game. Tua's our quarterback. We're going to go from there. Bucks are hosting the Bears on Sunday. No Gronk. No AB. No Levante David. No Richard Sherman. They're all out. And Jimmy G's going to start against the Colts, but Trent Williams is doubtful. So rookie Jalen Moore, a draft pick this year out of Tennessee Martin could start. And Trent Williams hasn't given up a sack since week 5 of 2020. And Nick Bosa this season has 5 sacks. And that's the Sunday night game, which is a shitty game, the Colts-Niners. I'd rather see anything except that. To me, that's a Sunday night game. Put on the Bucks-Bears, anything. But I was like, that's a shitty game. And Malcolm Jenkins bought a stake in Premier League's Burnley team, which I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. And Barkley's out, as I said. Tony's out. Galladay's out with a hip. Tony and Barkley with ankles. You got the Jets at Pats this weekend. Lions at Rams. Stafford against his old team. Saints at Seattle Monday Night Football. Philly at Vegas. And Arif, oh yeah, talked about that. D'Ernest Johnson. What a game. What a game, man. You got to love a guy that was like was trying to get into football and crazy. And Jerry Jones says he's open for business year-round. November 2nd is the trade deadline. Marlon Mack, the Colts running back. Chiefs, Panthers, Niners, Saints, all interested in him. And Corey Davis said on the rematch against the Pats, we're ready. I don't want to say too much. He was smiling. We're ready. I don't know, man. How about the first quarter? You got to do something that first quarter. And then we'll talk, maybe. But I don't know. Are you ready? I'm not 100% sure on that front. I guess we'll see. And I talked about Derrick Henry. Nick Chubb is behind him, is 250 yards behind him. He's averaging 130.5 yards per game. He could eclipse Eric Dickerson's season mark of 2,105 yards. He could become the first running back in history with two 2,000-yard seasons. He's the third player to ever amass 750 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns in the first six games, joining Dickerson in 83 and Jim Brown in 58. Three games with 125-plus rushing yards, three touchdowns, have already tied the record for most in a single season in the Super Bowl era. He led the NFL in rushing yards and touchdowns in 2019. He pulled it off again in 2020, and he's on a $50 million contract, and he's playing every game, which is bullshit. He's underpaid at 12.5. He's the fifth highest paid running back. And they're going to play the fifth worst rushing defense, the Chiefs, this coming week. They got a big win over the Bills. Guy could play. And I also agree, I read this, that if sacks don't count as lost rushing yards as quarterbacks, neither should Neil Downs. Yeah. No. Let's fix it. And Zach Ertz flew on the flight to their game on Cleveland last Sunday against Cleveland next to Kyler Murray to establish some chemistry. It was not by accident. And Tom Brady will face his first Ohio State quarterback in the NFL as a starter on Sunday versus Justin Fields. He's gone against them six times in his career, including last season. But this will be the first time the Michigan grad will face an Ohio State quarterback as the opposing team starter in his 22-year career. I don't want to say anything too inflammatory about Ohio State. He said, when it's Michigan State week, those are the guys I kind of go after. Michigan plays Michigan State in 2 weeks. They play Northwestern on Saturday. But with the dump, he couldn't resist for too long. He said he threw a question back at the questioner. That's interesting, he said. Why aren't there a lot of Ohio State quarterbacks in the pro? A lot of Michigan guys over the years, but not a lot of guys from the dump. Since he entered the league in 2000, six different former Buckeye quarterbacks have started a total of 45 games. One of them, Terrell Pryor, started 10 games at quarterback and 20 more wide receiver. In that same time period, a total of seven non-Brady Wolverine quarterbacks alone have started 164 games. So at least Fields. This will be Brady's 306th career start with the Patriots and Bucks. And this will be the fifth start for Fields. And when Fields was born, Brady was in spring practice his senior season for the Wolverines. When Brady won his first Super Bowl, Fields was 30 days shy of his third birthday. So the NFL tracker since 2000 currently reads as such. Michigan quarterbacks, 469 games, starts. Buckeye quarterbacks, 45. Yeah, crazy. Michigan leads the series against the dump, 58 wins, 51 losses, 6 ties. They were 4-1 against the dump during his 5 years in Ann Arbor. Buckeyes have won 8 straight, dating back to 2012, but while outscoring them by over 115 points, and 15-1 the last 16 against Michigan. Crazy. Yeah, that's domination. So we have Northwestern and Michigan, and they're going to be playing for the inaugural George Jewett Trophy game on Saturday. So George Jewett was a Michigan Northwestern alumnus, lived 1870 to 1908, only 38 years old, valedictorian of the Ann Arbor High School in 1889, University of Michigan 1890-93, not enrolled 91 and 92. Member of the 1890 and 92 Michigan football teams, then he went to Northwestern 93-94, member of the 93-94 Northwestern football teams while completing medical degree, first African-American football player at both universities, as well as any university that formed the Big Ten, practiced medicine in Chicago until 1899, which wasn't a long time, returned to Ann Arbor to open State Street Valet Service, and died suddenly at 38, leaving a wife and two sons. This trophy was established on February 25th. Pretty cool. This is the first... Yeah, they'll meet for the... They'll play for this each time they meet on the football field. The first rivalry game trophy named for an African-American student-athlete in football FBS history. I love this. Yeah. I thought that was a really cool thing. And Nick Rolovich, this is great. You know, he was fired because he didn't get the vaccine for Washington football team. He's accusing athletic director Pat Chun of discriminatory and vindictive behavior, and that he was, with his lawyer, he was allegedly fired. Yeah. He plans to take legal action. Yeah. Discriminatory, yeah. Okay, whatever you say. And did you see Arch Manning had a 68-yard touchdown run? They ended up losing the game. They got blown out by Berkeley Prep. But he had a 68-yard touchdown run. He's more Archie than he is Peyton or Eli. And Ole Miss is painting Manning in the end zones for the LSU game for his retirement. And five-star recruit Arch Manning is going to be at the game today. I thought that was pretty cool. And Coastal, as I said, number 14. My girl I went to school with, Chris, she lives in Texas now. Her son goes to Coastal. They wore teal helmets for the first time. Lost 30-27 on a chip shot. That was Appalachian State's first win over a ranked program as an FBS team. But they did, as an FCS, beat Michigan 34-32 in Michigan in 2007. I was like, oof, that one has to hurt. And Kyle Pickett could be the first Pitt quarterback drafted in the first round since a guy in 1983 named Marino got drafted in the first round. And he's 21 touchdowns, one interception. There's only two other quarterbacks who's done that in the last 15 years. Geno Smith and Tua, both with having starts like that. And they think, but they said, you know, he has an arm. He can run the ball. I guess we'll see how that works out. And Southern Miss is a done deal in the Sun Belt. They're going to join Marshall probably, Old Dominion, and James Madison. Mike Gundy got a perpetual five-year rollover. He's been there 17 years. 6-0, they're number 8 in the country. They're at Iowa State this Saturday. One of only three Power 5 teams that have a winning record and a bowl win in the last 15 years. They've done good things. And UNC Thursday night signed number 1 offensive tackle Zach Rice out of Lynchburg, Virginia. He's number 9 overall in the 247 sports composite ranking. UNC's now number 10 in the nation. They got two top 10 recruits. Defensive tackle Travis Shaw, and who was number 4, and now you've got the number 1 offensive tackle, Zach Rice. And Raging Cajuns Thursday night beat, they're 6-1, they beat the 1-6 Arkansas, they beat Arkansas State, it was 1-6. They ended the game on a 10.5-minute drive where they didn't score any points and ran out the clock. Raging Cajuns, 6-1, baby. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, Kenny Pickett, 21 touchdowns, one interception this year. And the Astros made their third World Series last 5 years. Now we have to see. Last year, the Braves blew a 3-1 lead. Chris Taylor had 3 home runs the other night. And we have to see if... And Max Scherzer has a dead arm. He's not pitching tonight. And the Braves last year blew a 3-1 lead. Can they finish the job this year? We shall see. And Juan Soto tried to play some hockey. He's not a hockey player. Yeah, not a hockey player at all. And Javier Baez could get a long-term deal. He's well-liked by the franchise. He could be getting a long-term deal with the second baseman with the Mets. And Carlos Carrasco underwent surgery to remove bone fragment and elbow, projected to resume baseball activities this winter. We'll see how that works out. I guess he's going to want $160, $170 million for Baez. We'll see if he gets it. Yeah, I could talk about the Yankees. We're done. We'll see what happens going forward. And Luis Garcia, Hal loves Strom, the pitching coach. I got this from Peter Gammons. Luis Garcia went 5 2/3 of no-hit ball. Hal said he was hoping to see his first no-hitter in person. Did not happen, but he got the job done. They went 5-0 yesterday. They just imploded. So the last three games, they outscored them 23-3, the Sox. After being down 2-1, they went 4-2. So Garcia met with Strom. They had a pen session to fix his game 2 knee issue with a pen session on Monday, determined his foot was angled improperly in the rubber, causing the twist of the knee, and dominate led to him having a great, that's what Hal says. Strom is the best pitching coach in baseball, and hey, they got the job done. Jordan Alvarez was the ALCS MVP. They got the job done, man. And he went to the game where they scored 7 runs in the ninth that tied the series at 2. I said he had a win to keep playing. Unbelievable. 7-run ninth inning. Most in postseason histories. Jose Altuve, 21 career postseason home runs. Most by an infielder in Major League Baseball history. Now the Braves and Dodgers, we'll see. I mean, they've come back, the Dodgers now, from elimination. It's unbelievable. Crazy. I think they were playing the... I had this stat somewhere. I know my father hates my stats. Yeah. So they have now done seventh potential elimination game in the past two seasons. They've won all 7. Now they got to do 8-9. I mean, can they come back? I guess we'll see if that works out. Yeah, time will tell. Rangers, I said, oh, wait, hold on. Yep, did I get everything? Yep, I got everything right there. Okay, Rangers, third in a row. Thursday night they beat Nashville. It's Jack Hughes dislocated his shoulder Tuesday night. Devils in a 4-2 win over the Kraken. He first number one pick 2019 draft. He's going on the IR. Two goals and assist in three games. They're 2-1. The Isles are 1-2-1. The Rangers are 3-1-1. Sidney, no target date after left wrist surgery on September 8th. And Thursday night, Connor McDavid, 200th goal versus the Coyote, 3-0 win. They're undefeated this year. 200, he's the fourth fastest in franchise history. 5 goals, 4 assists, 9 points. And I think he actually, last night, had some more points. I think I saw he had his 6th assist of the season. But they are playing some good hockey for the... Yeah, I'm looking for them. I'm looking for my hockey stuff. Yeah, I hadn't done a show in a while. I'm out in Jersey, and I was a little tired. I'm seeing last night. Oilers won 5-3 last night. And McDavid had 2 assists. So 5 goals, 6 assists, and 11 points, leading the NHL. That's pretty damn good. Did I miss anything today? No, I don't think so. Chelsea crushed Norwich in EPL. Astros had a dance party. Yeah, Jordan Alvarez, 12 hits in 6 games, including 4-for-4 in Game 6. Oh, I thought this was interesting. Meryl Streep auditioned for the lead role in the remake of King Kong in 76. Jessica Lange got the part. Director Dino De Laurentiis took one look at 31-year-old Miss Streep and said to his son in Italian, "This is so ugly. Why did you bring me this?" Now, she speaks Italian fluently, said, "I'm very sorry I'm not as beautiful as I should be, but you know, this is it. This is what you get." She replied to the director in Italian. Her big break came the following year with Jane Fonda in Julia from 1977. How about that? Spoke right back in Italian. I thought that was kind of interesting. I like that little piece. C.J. Mosley has a groin injury that, you know, he got hurt in the game in London. He's going to be a down-to-the-wire decision. If not, they're going to have the rookie Jamie and Sherwood will call play calling duties at Foxborough on Sunday. We'll see how that goes. And the beer, James Harden, is now fourth all-time in three-pointers made. He passed Kyle Korver. Next up is Reggie Miller. He's only 108 behind him. And Steph Curry, he's going to play catch-up with Steph Curry. Steph Curry, he is 390 behind Steph Curry. But how about Harden, fourth all-time? And Buddy Hield has the most threes ever in Sacramento Kings history. They lost last night. Max Scherzer's out with a dead arm. Yeah, and Ty, we talked about for Kentucky. They said that he fuses that old school point guard mindset, controls game tempo, takes care of his teammates with modern lead guard skills. Big reason why Kentucky is a top 5 team. Better passer, they said, at same stage than most of John Calipari's combo guards. So that's good going forward for them. And he's got a Porsche to drive around. Can't beat that. Knicks 24 three-pointers. Cole Anthony was a minus 20 on the court, which isn't good. Randle led with 21. Kemba Walker at 11. Fournier had 18. Barrett had 7. Toppin at 13 off the bench. Quickly at 16. Burks had 12. McBride got in the game, the first-round pick. Seldon didn't score. Knox played 4 minutes. And Grimes, the rookie, had 3 points off the bench, from the kid from Houston. Yeah, and there was a ceremony, first pitch of the Astros game. Sister Mary Catherine, who told us, she pointed to her watch because it's Astro time. This is Marley Rivera. Sister Mary Catherine is a high school teacher in Shiner, Texas, and practiced her first pitch with her students. How about that? It's Astro time. You know, Carlos Correa did it after he hit a home run. And the Suns owner is being charged with racial, sexual harassment, all this stuff. He denies it, but I guess we'll see how this goes. They deny it vehemently, but I guess we'll see how this works out going forward. And that's all I got for today. Oh, let me get to some trivia questions from last show. Okay. trivia questions from last show. Playlists. Where's my playlist? Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay. And little shaft. Let's get to trivia questions. Last show trivia question. I got some new trivia questions I just found that I thought were awesome. Okay. So, where the hell are my trivia questions? Okay. Well, I thought I had my trivia questions up here. Hello? Love this from Judge. Okay. Okay. What most points scored in opening game of the season? Will Chamberlain scored 56 points to start the 6-2 season. He was coming off a season where he averaged 50.4 points per game, also an NBA record, becoming just the second player at the time to ever score at least 50 points in a season opener. Today's trivia question, Steph Curry became the second oldest player with a 20-point triple-double in a season opener last night. That was on Tuesday night. 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. What player did it at an older age? Who was the oldest player to have a triple-double on opening night? That's what I got. And if you want to write anything, NBA, hashtag NBA75, I'm curious who you think. Walker Buehler is starting game 6 tonight. Sending my love to my parents. My mom's feeling better. She's walking around and he's good. My love to Michigan. We're going to see Izzy and Daryl tonight. Take them out for dinner. What else am I doing? Sending my love to Rhonda. My boy Bill Harris. Also, Sesh is a alcohol, which I am an investor in. We have a new brand called Saki. You should try Sesh. It is awesome. S-E-S-H. Find them on Instagram. And I can give you a discount code if you want to get some Saki. All right. Peace out, everybody. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Hasta la vuelta.